There's another one. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Pentagon confirms they're tracking a second high-altitude balloon, which they're sure is a Chinese spy vessel. This one flying over Latin America. Fox's Jonathan Hunt reports the first one has now reached the U.S. Mid-South.
Cries growing louder for the Biden administration to shoot down a Chinese surveillance balloon that's hovering over the Midwestern United States. Fuzzy videos of the spy balloon appearing all over social media. The Pentagon is accusing China of spying and is refuting Chinese government claims that the balloon is a civilian science vessel that blew off course.
Secretary of State Blinken says they don't believe that, and he's postponed his scheduled trip to China next week. The administration will give key members of Congress a security briefing on the situation, but not until next week. South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds tells Fox News he has questions.
Why would they ever let it get into our airspace in the first place? It should never have been allowed into the airspace. We have the technical capabilities. We could have taken it out before it ever came in. I want to know why.
President Biden spoke Friday at the winter meetings of the Democrat National Committee.
No mention of the balloon. The president also didn't make any mention of the classified documents that were found at his various residences either. Instead, he focused on most of his speech in Philadelphia on the economy. He took time to boast about the latest jobs report showing employers created a net 517,000 new jobs in January, more than double what was expected.
3.4% unemployment, the lowest in 54 years.
It is worth noting that inflation was at 1.4% when Biden took office. It's now at 6.5%, down from nearly 9% just last year.
Fox's Anita Vogel. Parts of East Palestine, Ohio are being evacuated. A train derailment at an oil refinery has ignited a large fire. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hard time for a New York couple who federal agents say were terrorist wannabes.
James Bradley of the Bronx and his wife Arwa Mathana of Alabama admitted they were ISIS supporters. Prosecutors say Bradley told a law enforcement officer posing as a terrorism sympathizer that he wanted to carry out a terror attack in the U.S., possibly at West Point. They also say after his wife was arrested, she said she was willing to kill Americans if it was for God. The two were arrested as they tried to board a cargo ship in New Jersey in March. An undercover investigator had told them that ship would get them to Yemen. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A sixth Memphis police officer has been fired for multiple violations of department policies and the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols. Officer Preston Hemphill had used his taser on Nichols in the original confrontation last month. About 172,000 customers in Texas are still without power days after the ice storm. Austin's mayor, Kirk Watson, calls that unacceptable.
As I said in my inauguration speech last month, my goal is to do good by doing better. And I can assure you that going forward, we will do better.
The mayor says the public is right to be frustrated. Arrests have been made in the massacre of a Northern California family last month.
Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau announces the arrest of
35-year-old Angel Uriati of Goshen and 25-year-old Noah Beard of Isetta.
Suspects in what officials describe as a cartel-like shooting in Goshen that left six dead, including a teen mother and her 10-month-old.
This family was targeted by cold-blooded killers.
One suspect in stable condition after a gun battle with officers. They face charges including six counts of murder with several special circumstance allegations. Officials say two male victims and the suspects are part of rival gangs, but a motive is still unclear.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.